much. All right, we'll begin with the Mishnah Lamed Ches Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Ein Nosen Beitza B'tzad HaMeicham B'shul Shet Tiskalgel. A person is not permitted to go ahead and put an egg. B'tzad HaMeicham, Rashi points out, is Kumkum Shel Nechoshes. Right? Ultimately is a kettle. It's a kettle. Right? So a person is not permitted to go ahead and put an egg by the side of the kettle. The case over here that we're dealing with is a situation in which the kettle has been heated by the fire, but that the kettle has been subsequently removed from the fire. So at this point in time, the egg would be roasted. The egg would be slightly roasted by the heat of the kettle itself. V'lo yafkienu, so obviously in the Gemara we'll discuss all of these ideas. V'lo yafkienu bisudarin. Similarly, a person may not, Rashi says over here, Lo yafkeinu b'sudarin, lo yishberena al sudar shehuchem b'chamo. If you have, let's say, sudar literally is a shawl or a scarf that was heated in the sun, and it's so hot now that you would crack an egg and fry an egg on it. So one is not permitted to go ahead and do that on Shabbos. Lo yafkeinu b'sudarin. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi permits this. V'lo yatminena b'chol u'ba'avak drachem. Similarly, you may not go ahead. Yatminena literally means insulate. You would not go ahead and, let's say, put the egg in either hot sand. Avak drachim just means the dirt of the road. The idea is you'd cover the egg with the hot sand or with the hot dirt and thereby roast the egg like that, bishul shetitzla, in order that it should be roasted. You may not do any of these things on Shabbos. Ma'aseh sha'asu anshei Tveria. There was an episode with the people of Tveria. V'heviu silon shel tzonon l'soch amo shel chamis. So remember, Tveria was and is famous for its hot springs. So there was a story, says the Gemara, that the people of Tveria, very interesting idea, they created essentially a pipeline through the hot springs of Tveria, Silon Shelzon, so it was a pipe containing cold water, Lesoch Amas Shelchamen, that went through the hot waters of Tveria. So Rashi points out of here, why are they doing this? Heviu Silon, Rashi is Miba'od Yom, they obviously did this before Shabbos, so they constructed this pipeline before Shabbos, Shelzonin, Rashi says, Kedei Lechamen, Dehamayim Nimshachin Uba'in Kol Shabbos. So the idea was that they wanted to heat the cold water. So by piping cold water through the hot spring, you would, in essence, go ahead and heat up the cold water. Now, I'm sorry? Sorry, so that's the interesting discussion as to what exactly this was. So according to some, the issue was that, right, the water of Tveria, the hot springs were somewhat putrid in nature. So people wanted, on one hand, the heat of the water, but did not want to actually bathe in that particular water. Others say simply the hot springs were just too hot. This way, if you heated cold water, it made water that was suitable for bathing. Whatever the reason was, they wanted to heat up hot cold water by piping it through the hot springs. Amar lahem chachamim in b'Shabbos, if the water is heated up on Shabbos, kichamen shochmu b'Shabbos, then it's no different than any other water that's heated up on Shabbos. V'asurin b'rechitza u'b'shtia, and therefore you're not permitted to go ahead and wash with this water, and you're not permitted to go ahead and drink this water, because ultimately, as we've already learned, water that's heated up on Shabbos is aser. One is not permitted to benefit from water in which a malacha was done to it, or malacha was used in its preparation. In b'yom tov, and if it was done on yom tov, kichamen shochmo b'yom tov, then it's like water that was heated on yom tov, and if that's the case, v'asurin b'rechitza, you may not use it for washing, umutarin b'shtia, but you're permitted to go ahead and drink it. Fine. So it says the Gemara. Iboilu. So we're saying that the Gemara is going to begin by analyzing the first part of the Mishnah. Iboiluhu. Gilgal Mai. So what's interesting is the following. The Mishnah begins with a very specific case over here of Gilgal. Now Gilgal literally means rolling. Rolling. The idea, I guess, is that when you roast an egg, I guess it rolls a little bit better. I don't know, whatever, I guess the shift in the center of gravity, whatever it is, but it rolls easier than a raw egg. So Gilgal refers to a slight roasting of an egg. So the Gemara now asks the following Shaila, Gilgal Mai. So here's what we know. Slightly roasting an egg is Asr on Shabbos. The Shaila of the Gemara is it Asr mid Oraisa, or is it Asr mid Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Gilgal Chayiv Chatos. Even if you slightly roast an egg, Chayiv Chatos, which means what? It's Asr Midoraisa. So the Gemara says, Amar Ma'abrei Dravina, Af Anan Namitanim. So Ma'abrei Dravina said, we even learned this in Raisa. What's the Raisa? Top of Lamites. Kol Sheba Bechamin Melifnei Shabbos. Showing also Bechamin B'Shabbos. Look at Rashi. Literally translated, anything that was placed in warm water before Shabbos, you can go ahead and immerse it in warm water on Shabbos. Now, what is this referring to? Take a look at the top Rashi, Lamates Amud Aleph. Kol Sheba Bechamin, Kol Maluach, any salty item, Sheba Bechamin Me'erev Shabbos. Now, apparently, with certain salty items, in order to make them edible, you'd have to go ahead and immerse it in warm water. So if you went ahead and already immersed it once before Shabbos, Chozrin v'shorin oso b'chamin b'Shabbos, then you could do that again on Shabbos itself. V'ein bo mishum tikun, and it's not considered as if you are rectifying the object. Shahari niskan kvar. Why? Because the item was already, so to speak, fixed on Erev Shabbos. I will say, we're not talking about bishul over here, right? Because again, remember, you might not even be talking about boiling hot water, and the fish itself is edible in its present state. It's an issue of tikkun man, it's an issue of fixing something. So fixing, ultimately, because nishar niskan kvar, therefore the Brisa says, is if you already immersed it in the boiling water, in the warm water on Erev Shabbos, so you already, so to speak, rectified it, you made it ready to eat on Erev Shabbos, you are permitted to repeat that process on Shabbos. Because the repetition of that process is not considered as if you are, quote-unquote, fixing or readying or making the item usable, because the item's already been made usable on Erev Shabbos itself. However, the chol shelo ba bechamin milifnei Shabbos, but if halacha lemaisa, the item was never placed in. I forgot my I left two svarim on top of my shtender, on the bookcase in the base medrash, Mishnah Berurah and Igros Moshe. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'll read slowly. Kol shelo ba bechamin milifnei. Call it. But any item that was not placed in warm water on Erev Shabbos, madichin osam bechamin b'Shabbos, you may go ahead and rinse it on Shabbos. Now, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Madichin she'ein zegimar melachto aval lo shorin. So essentially, if you did not subject the salty item to this process on Erev Shabbos, you may not do it on Shabbos because that's melacha-like in terms of you're fixing the item. But what you can do is madichin. Madichin literally means you could rinse it a little bit with warm water, which I guess would allow it to be edible in some way, shape, or form. But you would not be permitted to immerse it. Chutz, with the exception of Maliach Yashan, an old salted item, the Kulyos Ha'ispanin. Kulyos Ispanin literally is Spanish mackerel. Shahadachasan Zohi Gemar Malachton. Because ultimately, even just rinsing it is, thank you very much, even just rinsing it is in and of itself the Gemar Malacha, and ultimately would be Asur. Shmamina. The Gemara says, therefore, we see the answer to our question. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Shadachasan Zohi Gemar Melachton, Midikari Le Gemar Melachto, Shmamina Zehu Bishulo. What do we see from your Rabosai? We see from here that when it comes to the salted item, just simply immersing it in the warm water is in and of itself Gemar Melachto. Even though what? Even though it doesn't meet the criteria of technical Bishul. Technical Bishul. So, what do we see from here? That any time you go ahead and you make an item edible, even if that process does not conform to a halachic framework of bishul, you're chayiv for committing a malacha on Shabbos. Therefore, the Gemara says that's why Gilgel, that's why even slightly roasting the egg, which may not necessarily conform to the full degree of bishul, is still going to be chayiv. The Gemara posits even mid d'oraisa, because that's ultimately what makes the egg edible. Okay, v'lo yafkeinu b'sidar. You may not go ahead, literally, and crack the egg open and fry it on scarves that were heated by the sun. So again, just the process of here is you had scarves heated by the sun. You now want to crack the egg open and fry it. It's very hot. Fry it on the scarves themselves. So the Tanakhama says you may not do it. Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter. So the Gemara says v'hadisnan. No stint hafshil osocha bar. Sa'ai, that's which we learned. That you, we'll see this Mishnah later on. That you are permitted to go ahead and put a tafshil, put a food item into a pit, bishvil sheyehe shamor, in order that it will be guarded. And that's not the part that we're focusing on right now. Ves hamayim hayofim biroim bishvil sheyetzananu. Or you could also put good water into bad water in order that it cools down. Meaning, let's say you have some kind of cave water, some kind of putrid water, but it's cold. But it's cold, so you're not going to drink it, but you want to put the receptacle filled with warm water into that cold water so it could cool off. That's okay. V'esatzonin b'chama b'shiyoshiyachamu. Similarly, if you, now this is the part that's important for us. Similarly, if you want to go ahead and put cold water in the sun in order to heat it up, so the Mishnah says that this is mutter. So the Gemara says lema Rabbi Yosihi velo Rabbanan. So this Mishnah would appear to reflect the view of Rabbi Yosi and not the Rabbanan, because again, in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan said that you may not cook an egg on scarves heated up by the sun. Rabbi Yosi said you could. So apparently Rabbi Yosi is one who allows you to use the power of the heat of the sun, where the Rabbanan do not, to which the Gemara says, no, no, no.
Which Mishnah is that?
The one we just read.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So, Amar Rav Nachman, v'chama d'kuli amalu pligi d'shari. So Rav Nachman says like this. Rav Nachman says, let's analyze this. When it comes to actually cooking with the sun, everyone agrees that it's mutter. Everyone agrees that it's mutter. That you could, when we say mutter, what that means is that on Shabbos you are permitted to go ahead and use the heat of the sun. Why Rabbi said? Because again, that's not bishul, right? Bishul means using an actual heat source, not sun. Keep pligis. When do they argue? Betoldos acham. It's very interesting, Rabbi said. When they argue is when you have something that was heated by the sun. Mar sover gazvinan toldos chama atu toldos or. So the Tanakhama holds that we don't let you use something heated by the sun, lest you come what? To use something heated by fire. See, Rabosai, everybody agrees that not only can you not cook with fire on Shabbos, but you also can't cook with toldos or. You also can't cook with an item heated by the fire. That's why the first case in the Mishnah of a nost in the dates of Itzad Mechem, nobody argues on that case. If you have a kettle that was heated up by fire, you may not go ahead and put the egg next to that kettle, because that's toldos or. You cannot cook on Shabbos as something that was heated by the fire itself. The Tanakhama takes it a step further and says, you also can't cook anything on Shabbos or warm anything on Shabbos with something that was heated by the sun. Not because really it's answer, but because we're afraid that if we let you use toldos chama, you'll come to what? You'll come to use toldos or. Umarasav, Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says, no, lo gazvinan, we're not concerned that you will go ahead, we're not concerned that if we let you use toldos chama, you'll come to use toldos or. So Rabbi Yossi, it's one of these fascinating situations in halacha, where here's what everyone agrees with. Everyone agrees that obviously you can't cook with fire, and everyone agrees that you can't cook with toldos or, that you can't cook with something heated by the fire. Right? As everybody also agrees that there's no problem using the heat of the sun on Shabbos. Those are the three things that everybody agrees with. The point of contention is, can you use something that was heated by the sun? So Rabbi Yossi says, yes. Rabbi Yossi says, yes, no problem. The sun is, you can use the sun. You can use anything heated by the sun. Tanakhama says, no. Why? For a very interesting reason. Because we're concerned that if we let you use something heated by the sun, you may come to what? Use something heated by fire. So Rabbi Yossi, I'll just tell you. So that's Machlokes and Mishnah. So Halacha L'maisa, how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon, thank you, Mayor, for getting this far. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Yud Ches says the following. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Kishem she'asur levashel ba'or, kach asur levashel b'toldos ha'or." So similarly, you can't cook with fire. You also may not cook with something that is heated by fire on Shabbos. Kigon litein beitza b'tzad kedera, o the shabra asuda shehuchan ba'or kedei shetitzla, va'afilu b'toldos chama, kigon besuda shehuchan b'chama asur. Gezeira atu toldos or. So Basai, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like the Tanakhama, then that toldos chama is usher, just like toldos or. The chin usher, I mean, we'll get to that in just a second. Ava bechama atzma, kegon litin beitza bechama, o litin mayim bechama, kadeshia chamu mutter. But we do hold that using the heat of the sun is mutter. So heat of the sun is mutter, but everything else is usher. So or is usher, obviously, toldos chama is usher, toldos or is usher, and toldos chama is usher. And again, toldos chama is usher, which makes sense, Rabosa, because the truth is, if you think about it logically, it would be very hard to distinguish. People aren't necessarily going to know what's heated by what. So the moment you go ahead and you use items that are heated by another heat source, it's very easy to understand why people would get confused between toldos chama and toldos or. Therefore, the shulchan aruch paskins like the Tanakhama that both are aser.
That would make it
an easier there. Said, correct. You may not go ahead and put the egg in sand. Now we're talking about over here. This is also now is toldos chama. Right, toldos chama. So you have, let's say, sand that's heated up by the sun. So the Mishnah said that you may not go ahead and put the egg in the sand in order to allow the egg to roast. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. V'liflog nami Rabbi Yosi b'ha. Why doesn't Rabbi Yossi argue on this case? You also Rabbi Yossi argued on the previous case. The previous case was the scarves heated up by the sun. Tanakhama says you can't do it because it's Toldos Chama. Rabbi Yossi says yes, you can because you could use Toldos Chama. This would seem to be the same case, and yet what? Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue. So says the Gemara, why not? So the Gemara says the following: Rabbi Amar Gezeres Shemiyat Min Beremetz. Because apparently even Rabbi Yossi holds that sand case is usher. Why? Because we're concerned that if we let you surround the egg with the hot sand, you may come to go ahead and use dirt that has in it a coal. We spoke about this earlier. That once we allow you essentially to insulate and to cover the egg with something, we're concerned that you may come to insulate with a gacheles, ultimately with a coal, and that could obviously be a problem, shami yichata, stoking the coal like we saw earlier. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, mipnei shemni... Yeah, Hananya got upset at that, I guess. Yes. Okay. So the Gemara says, Rava said, so Rava said, the issue over here is that halacha lemaisa, we're concerned that if we allow you to insulate, so to speak, using this hot sand, you may come to insulate with the coal itself as well. Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef says, mipnei shemezes afar mimkomo. Rav Yosef says, interestingly enough, the concern is that you'll come to move dirt. That in the process of putting the egg in, you will come to, you'll have to move dirt, move sand. So what does that mean? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Mipnei shema yazis afar, shema lo yehe sham chol okur, l'chol atzorech, v'asi la'azuze afar hadavok, v'havei chofar guma. Because it may be in your desire to go ahead and heat up the egg, the earth won't be loose, and you'll come to go ahead and dig up the earth. Now Rashi says over here, the issue could be that it's chofer guma. The issue could be any time on Shabbos that you dig in the ground, it's an issue of chofer, right? It's an issue of ultimately digging a furrow. There's another simple issue, which is, well, that could put you potentially in Doraisa, although it won't really be Doraisa, because you're not doing it for the sake, right? But it's also an issue of mukta. So it is, right? Earth is mukta. In any event, the point is they're concerned that you're going to come to move the earth. My benayu. So what is the practical difference between these two opinions? So I'll say, now what the Gemara is suggesting is, even Rabbi Yossi, who normally holds that toldos chama, that items heated by the sun are permitted for use on Shabbos, let me say that differently, that you can go ahead and cook an item with something heated by the sun, would still hold that you can't put the egg in sand. Why? One of two reasons. Either because we're concerned that you may come to insulate with a coal, or B, because you may come to move the earth. So the Gemara says, my benai, what's the practical difference in these two opinions? Afar tichuach. The practical difference would be is if what? If you have loose soil. Now what does it mean, loose soil? So loose soil would be something where you'd be able to drop the egg, and the egg essentially would fall by itself. So in that particular case, take a look at Rashi. Afar tichuach. Kilomar. Kilomar tichuach ba'omek deleka lamechash lamezis. So in that case, you wouldn't have to worry about actually moving the earth, because the earth, the sand, the dirt, moves itself. But there still would be the concern of what? Shemayat min beremetz. That maybe you come, we may come to insulate with a coal.
What about taking it out? Let it sink down by itself. Then you've got to get it out, then you've got to move the earth.
No, you wouldn't be moving the earth. You could, let's say, pull out the egg. So you'd be moving the earth second, not in an indirect fashion. That we're not concerned about, because that's already far removed enough that it's not related to you. You'd be moving the egg, not the earth. As opposed to if the earth is solid, you'd actually have to move the earth in order to get out the egg. Meisvei, Rav Shimon Amiel says, Megalgilin beitza agag roseach, ve'in megalgilin beitza al sid roseach. So Rav Shimon Amiel says, we can go ahead and literally, we could roast an egg on top of a roof that's heated by the sun, but we may not go ahead and lightly roast an egg, on top of sid. Sid is lime, like lime that has been heated by the sun. So the Gemara says, Bishlama lemanda amr, but you should also know sid is often used in the Gemara in different ways. So sometimes it means lime, sometimes it means plaster. Okay, if Bishlam Lamanda Amar Gzeres Shemayat Min Beremetz Lekalamigzer. So I understand why the Braisa would allow for me to roast an egg on a hot roof. Why? Because putting it on a hot roof, there's no concern that I will go ahead and what? I may come to insulate it or to heat it with a coal. Why? Because the whole chashash of heating it with a coal was in something that would totally envelop the egg. but on the top of the hot roof, Rabbi Pasha is just going to sit on the roof. There's no concern that as a result of this, I may come to go ahead and surround it with ash that has a coal on it, or coal in it, excuse me. Elo lemand amdish amazes afram im komo, ligzar stam, list ligzar, but according to the mandamer who holds that there's a concern that you may come to go ahead and move earth in order to go ahead and roast the egg, we should have that concern on the rooftop as well. For which the Gemara says, no, we don't, because stam gag les be offer. Because a regular roof doesn't have dirt, stam a roof doesn't have dirt on it. So because stam a roof doesn't have dirt on it, there's no concern that by allowing you to roast the egg, you may come to move dirt. Okay. Tashma. Maisa sha'asu anshe Tiveria. So now the Gemara quotes the case of the Mishnah, where the people of Tiveria went ahead and made this pipeline. They went ahead and they constructed this pipeline that brought cold water through the hot springs. Right? So remember how that Mishnah ended up. So the Chachamim really prohibited this. So the Gemara says, Bishlam alamat. So the Chachamim said, you can't do it. So the Gemara says, Bishlam alamat, Amar gzer shamayat min beremetz, hainu de dami lahatmana. So the Gemara says, according to the Mandamer who holds that the issue is that the issue of the egg, right? The issue of the egg in the sand is one of that you may come to go ahead and insulate the egg with, let's say, a material that has within it a coal. Then I understand why Chazal prohibited this as well. Why? Because this is also similar to a hatmana case. This is similar to an insulation case. Why is it similar to an insulation case? Because what do you have over here? You have a pipeline with cold water surrounded by what? Surrounded by hot water. So maybe then what Chazal are saying over here is we can't allow this, because if we allow this type of insulation, people may come to go ahead and I'm using the word insulation because that's how we translate hatmana, but people may come to go ahead and ultimately use, let's say, dirt with a live coal in order to cook something else, and that could go ahead and cause a real issue of shamichata. But according to the Mandamer who says that the issue with the egg is because one may come to displace dirt, so why would the case of Chamei Tiveria be Aser? To which the Gemara says, no, you've got it all mixed up. Do you think that the episode of Tiveria is dealing with the Seifa? It's dealing with the previous case. What was the previous case, Rabosai? Lo Yafki Ena Bisudarin. The previous case was that you may not go ahead and what? Break an egg and fry it on scarves that were heated by the sun. Right? The previous case was the pure case of Toldos Chama. Right? So I have scarves heated by the sun. Now the Mishnah says, remember, even Rabbi Yossi disagrees in this case. Right? I have scarves heated by the sun, Toldos Chama. Tanakama says, I may not go ahead and cook an egg on those scarves. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Mati. The Tanakhama says you may not go ahead and fry the eggs on scarves that are heated by the sun. Rabbi Yossi Mati. Rabbi Yossi permits it. And here's what the rabbi says to Rabbi Yossi. Maisa, the Anshe Tveria, the Toldos Chamohu, Va'asri lohu rabbanon. So what do the rabbis do? The rabbis say, Rabbi Yossi, you're wrong. How are we going to show you that you're wrong? They bring up the episode in Tiveria. Because what happened in Tiveria? The people in Tiveria constructed a pipeline of cold water to run through the hot springs in order to heat up the water. And the rabbanon said what? You may not do that. So the rabbis bring this case to Rabbi Yossi as a proof to what? They assume that Chamei Tiveria is Toldos Chama. Right? How do the hot springs get hot? The hot springs get hot through the heat of the sun. So the rabbis say to Rabbi Yossi, you see from here that using an item heated up by the sun, is what? Is aser. And therefore, again, the skirt. Rabbi said, before you think that you've bested the rabbis, wipe the smirks off your face. Just wait a second. All right? Everybody's so smart. Right? So now, right? What? The water. How does Chamei Tiveria get hot? Through the sun. And therefore, when they go ahead and they run the pipeline through Chamei Tiberia, so what happens? They're heating up the cold water through something heated up by the sun.
I thought it got heated up through something else, not the sun.
It's the fires of hell.
I thought it was the
Wait, give this 2 minutes. Give this 2 minutes. Right? Welcome to Gemara. Let's start again. All right. Remember, we're gonna get to it. Just follow the argument for a second. So now we'll say, here's what we have. So now this becomes a very interesting discussion, because now what the Gemara says is like this. The Rabbanon Sitra Biyosi, it begins with this discussion about the scarves, right? So you have the Toldos Chama situation. Rabbanon say Aser, Rabbi Yossi says Mutter. The Rabbanon tried to bolster their argument through the episode in Tiberia, right? And they say to the episode in Tiberia, they say, look what happened in Tiberia. Tiberia, presumably, they assume at first, is a case of Toldos Chama. The waters are being heated up by the sun. That's what they assume for now. The waters are being heated up by the sun. And therefore, the people in Tver are running the pipeline of cold water through the water heated up by the sun. So essentially, what are they doing? They're using an einan heated up by the sun to heat up their cold water. And what did the rabbis tell the people of Anshei Tveria? You can't do it. What does that show, according to the Rabbanan? What do the Rabbanan want to show through that? That you can't use Toldos Chama. To which Rabbi Yossi responds, what are you talking about? But Amar Lehu, Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan, that's not Toldos Chama. Hahu Toldos Orhu. This happens to be Toldos Or. The Chamei Tveria is not heated up by the sun. It's actually heated up by fire. Now, he gives a little bit of a homiletic idea over here. The Chalfi Apischa de Gehenom. That literally, right, Chamei Tveria, go ahead and pass by the opening of Gehenom, which I guess today we'd call geothermal. Right? The point, what he's saying is, it's heated from the inside of the earth. It's not heated from the outside of the earth. Therefore, interestingly enough, Rabbi Yossi actually holds, and here's what's fascinating, Rabbi Yossi actually agrees that nobody's disagreeing on the episode of Tveria. They're just disagreeing as to the why. The rabbis feel that the reason why the Rabbanan and Tveria intervened was because that was a case of Toldos Chama. And therefore, the Rabbanan feel that that bolsters their position that Toldos Chama is Osir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not Toldos Chama, it's Toldos Or. Chamei Tveria is considered to be as water that is heated by fire. And everyone agrees that what? Everyone agrees that Toldos Or is Osir. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbanan, you have no proof to your position. Remember, because like we said before, Rabbi Yossi, everybody agrees in three things. Everybody agrees that you can't use fire. Everyone agrees that you can't use something heated by fire. And everyone agrees that what? That you can use the sun. The point of contention is something heated by the sun. Do we say that if it's something heated by the sun, you may come to confuse something heated by the fire, and therefore you can't use it? Or do we say no? Something heated by the sun, told us, Chama, the same status as sun, which is mutter. So the point that over here, that the Rabbanan tried to use Maisa Tveria to bolster their position, and Rabbi Yossi says it has nothing to do with Toldos Chama, and everything to do with Toldos Or. Amr Rav Chista, that's very, very exciting. It's also interesting to see just how obviously scientifically they differed in their understanding as to how exactly these natural hot springs actually occurred, which is quite fascinating.
Because otherwise, Toldos Chama would be the same thing as the God. So that's why they're saying it. Toldos Chama would be the same as the God, so therefore the saying has to be Toldos Chama. Right? Because the God was permitted. Toldos Chama, which is the God, is permitted. Toldos,
so, correct.
Right, so here they could not be Toldos Chama, it had to be something else.
Well, no.
Then
that's the Machlokes.
Okay.
That's the Machlokes. The Rabbanan, remember, Chamei Tveria is Aser.
Okay.
The question is why? The Rabbanan will say because it's Toldos Chama.
Okay.
Rabbi Yossi said, because the Rabbanan holds this Aser, Rabbi Yossi says it's Toldos Or.
Okay, I got confused and switched around.
Because you were too focused on the fires of hell.
I was fine.
I understand. All right, so the Gemara says, you typed in on that one. All right, so the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says the following. So Rav Chista said the following. Mimaisa sha'asu anshei Tveria. So we'll listen to this. Now you have to understand, this episode with Tveria has a lot of ramifications for us. We're going to see, we're going to start on this sugya today, but it has ramifications for bathing on Shabbos. It has ramifications for what types of items can you use to heat items on Shabbos. So the Gemara says like this. Rav Chista says, Mimaisa sha'asu anshei Tveria, from the episode of the people of Tveria, va'asu l'rabbanon, and the Rabbanon said it's asur. See, we'll say, here's what we know. We know that the rabbis stepped in and told the people of Tveria that you can't run that pipeline of of cold water through the hot spring. The machlokes is why the rabbis clamped down on that. But the metzias is, that we're not arguing on the metzias. So the point of Chista says, excuse me,
you can't run it through, you can't use it. I mean, you can't use the water.
No, you can't run it through. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you can't run it through on Shabbos. That's you can't allow the water to run through on Shabbos. Right, we don't care which is on Sunday through Friday, but on Shabbos you can't run that water through. So the Gemara says, now Rav Chisda says something very interesting. As a result of that, batla hatmana bedavar hamosif hevel. Bosa, we alluded to this earlier, and we'll spend a whole parak on this topic. But as a result, you are not permitted to insulate with an item that increases heat. Even while it's still there. So we'll say, we alluded to this in the last Mishnah, or two Mishnahs ago. There's a concept of Hatmana. Hatmana is, we had this case with the, we brought this up with the Bryce that spoke, with the Mishnah spoke, the shofar blasts on Arab Shabbos. So there are two different types of Hatmana. Hatmana means insulating an object. There's Hatmana with a davar, that with an item that retains heat, right, that maintains heat. And there's Hatmana with an item that goes ahead and intensifies or increases heat. So the Gemara says, Rav Chisda wants to suggest that based on the episode of Anshei Tveria, we are not permitted to go ahead and insulate an object with an insulation that intensifies the heat of the object over Shabbos, even if what? Even if you do this on Erev Shabbos. That's a result of the episode of the Anshei Tveria. Because since Anshei Tveria, we're not permitted to go ahead and run that pipeline, because the pipeline essentially would have gone ahead and, so to speak, insulated the water and would have intensified the heat. From here, we learn that we can't do this either on Shabbos. Now, I want to point out, we happen to pass in that way. You are not permitted to insulate an item with material that intensifies heat on Erev Shabbos, but we don't get it from this particular source.
Robert,
yes?
Can you drink the hot, say the hot springs heating out hot water, which is edible? Can you drink it on Shabbos?
No, because that would be toldos or. You will not be permitted to use that water on Shabbos. Right. No, I'm saying, Mr. Barr is saying, even if they were able, let's say they were able to drink it. Let's say it was drinkable, for argument's sake. You would not be permitted to use it on Shabbos because it's toldos or. Well, let's say like this. Miman of Shach, you wouldn't be able to use it. The Rabbanon would say you can't use it because it's toldos chama. And Rabbi Yossi would say that you can't use it because it's toldos or. But either way, you can't use it. So the Gemara says, Amr Ula, halacha ka'anshei Tveria. So Ula says, the halacha follows the people of Tveria. Amr of Nachman, so Nachman says, that's a good try, but kvar tavrinhu anshei Tveria l'silonayhu. The proof that the people of Tveria were wrong was what? They already took down their pipe. I'm using this word pipeline. Pipeline probably is not the wrong word. Rather, not the right word. Aqueduct. Aqueduct. I'm going to go with pipeline. All right. So now the point is, the point over here that Rav Nachman said is they already deconstructed their pipeline. The fact that they deconstructed it means what? That clearly they yielded to the position of the Rabbana. Again, Rabosai, either way, whether it's because of the Rabbana that has told us Chama, or Rabbi Yossi that has told us, or they realized that what they were doing was Aser, and therefore they took it down. Fine. You don't. I'm sorry. Tube and tube heat exchange. That was my next suggestion. But all right. So the grounds of the fight. My sister also Anshei Tveria. So both say, remember, the weight. So now let's go back and examine this my sister Tveria just a little bit. So. That's not our sugya now. Let's leave that. We're going to spend the whole parak on it. But just the quick definition is, you insulate with material that actually allows the heat to intensify over the course of Shabbos. So something, there are two different types of insulation materials, items that retain heat and items that are able to intensify heat. So we have the pasuk halacha l'maaseh, you may not insulate an object with an item that intensifies, with a material that intensifies heat, even though you're insulating it when? On Erev Shabbos itself. So the Gemara says the following.
Can't use your electric blanket.
The water
comes
in,
it
wasn't
like hot water.
Cold. But usually hatmana is, you want to keep. Yeah, but it's because ultimately you're enveloping the cold item in something, right, correct. Normally hatmana is you're taking an item that's hot and you're just insulating it to retain that, correct? Correct. So the Gemara says, "Ma'aseh shanso anshei Tveria." So if you remember again, the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says that people of Tveria ran this pipeline ran this pipeline, and the response they got back was the following, that whatever water you get out of that pipeline on Shabbos, the Gemara says, in B'Shabbos, it's like water that was heated up on Shabbos, and therefore what? You may not use it for washing or for drinking. And if it's Yom Tov, then it's like water that was heated up on Yom Tov, and you could use it for, you can't use it for washing, but you could use it for drinking. So the Gemara says the following, my rechitza. Now, what does that mean when it says that you can't use it for washing or drinking on Shabbos? Right? What kind of washing are we referring to? Ilema rechitzas kol gufo. If you say that it's referring to washing your entire body, elachamin shehuchmu b'Shabbos hu da'asirin. Ha, chamin shehuchmu b'erev Shabbos mutarin. So the inference from that is that the only reason you wouldn't be able to use these waters is why? Because they're heated up on Shabbos. But the inference of that would then be what? That if you heated up water on erev Shabbos, that you can wash with that? So is that true? Va'atanya, but we learned, chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, if you heated up water on erev Shabbos, lemachar rochitz ba'en panav yad v'raglav. You could use that water to wash your hands, your feet, and your face, avalo kol gufo. But you may not wash your entire body. And Rabbi said, we will see this sugya later on. There is a rabbinic prohibition against bathing in hot water on Shabbos, even if that water was heated on erev. So for argument's sake, you know, if you have your boiler in your house and you shut off the intake valve, right, you still can't go ahead and use that water on Shabbos. We'll discuss why. That's tomorrow's daf. There was a specific gezeira against hot bathing on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so therefore, what are we to infer? So when the Mishnah says that they told people of Tveria that you can't go ahead and use this water for rechitza, so is that talking about rechitzas kol gufo? Ela pana yada v'raglav. So it must be that the Mishnah is saying that you can't even use this water to wash your hands, face, and feet. Ema seifa, but then what do you do with the second part of the story? Because what did the second part of the story say? Biyom tov, kechamin shehuchmu biyom tov va'asurin birechitza umutarin b'shtia. But what do you do with the second part of the Mishnah? Because what did the Mishnah say? That any water that came out of this pipeline on Yom Tov, right, then was like water heated up on Yom Tov, and you can't use it for washing, but you can use it for drinking. So the Gemara says, then what does that mean? Lema tana lema tnan stomach beishamai. Then this Mishnah would reflect the view of beishamai. What does beishamai say? Disnan beishamai omrim lo yachim adam chamim l'raglov ela im kain ruuyin l'shtia. I will say beishamai is of the opinion that on Yom Tov you may not warm up water just to wash your hands, face, and feet. The only time you can warm up water is if the water is usable for drinking. Once the water is usable for drinking, then you could also use some of it for washing. Ubeisil matir, and Beisil says it's mutter. So we'll say, how would you apply this? And so then what you'll be saying essentially is that the definition of rechitza in the Mishnah is washing your hands, face, and feet. So what the Mishnah is saying is that with the water that came out of the pipeline of Tveria, even though normally if you have water heated up before Shabbos, you could use it to wash your hands, face, and feet. But over here in the Mishnah, the Rabbanu was saying to the people of Tveria, you may not even use it for that rechitza. Which would then mean we're going to use the same definition of rechitza for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Which would then mean that the rabbis are also saying that on Yom Tov, you would also not be permitted to use it for your hands, face, and feet. Which just seems to reflect the view of Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. Amar Avika Bar Chanina. No, what are we talking about? When we say rechitza, we're talking about lishtatef. Now, both say lishtatef is, look at Rashi, shenosein al gufo umishtatef. I guess we would translate this today as a shower. A shower. We're not talking about bathing, we're talking about pouring water over your body. Now, I will say, remember, that was not the normal form of bathing. Right? The normal form of bathing was you bathed. Right? I think that's right. Bathed. No.
In England.
No. Bath. No. I'm pretty sure. I think I'm right on this one. Right? that bathe just meaning when you shower. You could also say that you're bathing.
Yourself.
No, but isn't there's not a verb bathed? We need an English. Where did Julian go? Where did Julian go? Julian would know this. All right, whatever, fine, I understand. Okay, so the point over here is the Gemara is saying that it's talking about taking a shower. V'hai tano hu disanyo. This Tana is the one who wrote the following. Lo yishtatef adam kol gufo bein bechamin ubein betzonim. A person may not go ahead and shower, right, their entire body, with cold water, or with warm water, or with cold water. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Mati. Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter. Rabbi Huda says, Bechamin aser, betzonin mutter. Rabbi Huda says that with warm water it's aser, and with cold water it's mutter. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista says machlokes bekli. The machlokes is only when you're using water that's in a utensil. And Rashi points out over here bekli, because the person who sees this utensil is not going to know whether or not the water in the utensil was warmed by chama, by the sun, or it was warmed ultimately by the or. All right, aval bekarka divrei hakol mutter. But again, in the karka, meaning immersing or bathing, in taking a bath within the karka, a pool of water in the ground is going to be mutter. Look at Rashi. Rashi says bekli daroa omer hayom hochmu umuchacha milsa the toldos haorninu. Because a person who just sees hot water in the kli may assume that it was warmed today, and therefore it's toldos or umuchacha milsa the toldos orninu va'asi lahachin b'shabes kego no saint sonin b'chamin. And a person may come to warm up additional water on Shabbos as well. Aval bekarka kegom ambatos shel merchatzos vehein chamei ha'or. So we'll discuss in just a moment. Ela'i itmar hochi itmar. I'm sorry, I just lost the place. Aval bekarka divrei hakol mutar. V'ho ma'isa da'anshei Tveria bekarka hava va'asri lehu rabbanon. But once again, the immersion doesn't make sense. Because if you're going to tell me that karka is mutar, but the case of chamei Tveria is a case of water that's collected in the karka, and yet what? And yet it's still usur. Ela'i itmar hachi itmar. Rather, here's how you have to frame the machlokes. Machlokes bekarko. The machlokes is when you have a pool of water that's collected in the ground. Aval bekli divrei hakol usur. But if the water is collected in the kli, everyone agrees that it's usur. Amar Rabbi Abrachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Abrachana says in Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Now, most remember, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that chamin is aser, tzonin is mut. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that to shower on Shabbos, the prohibition is only with warm water, hot water, but the prohibition is not with cold water. Amar le Rav Yosef, beferish shmir lecha. So he said to Rav Yosef, did you hear this explicitly or did you infer this? My klala, what does it mean if he would have inferred this? The Amar Rav Tamchum, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Yanai, Amar Rav, Kol makom sha'atam otzei shnayim chalukin ve'echad machriya, halacha k'divrei ha-machriya. So we'll say, because the general approach is like this. Whenever you have a situation of two people who have a machlokes, and one is a machriya. What does it mean a machriya? One takes a middle position. A middle position, the halacha usually follows the middle position. Chutz mikuli matlonios. With the exception, remember we just had this situation. Kuli matlonios is the case of the garment that was discarded for a non-important use. And we had the whole machlokes there, first of all, about the size of the garment, as well as what you have to do in order to reinstate that particular piece of fabric into an important use. So the Gemara says, normally we follow, so again, Rabbi Tanchum, Yochanan Rabbi Yanai is setting up a principle. That in general, when you have a machlokes between two people, and you have someone in the middle who seems to adopt a middle position, the halacha usually follows the middle position. The one exception to that happens to be the case of the Kuli Matlonios, which we had before. Sha'af apish Rabbi Eliezer Machmir, Rabbi Yoshua Meikov, Rabbi Akiva Machriya, because even though Rabbi Elazar is Machmir, Eliezer is Machmir, Rabbi Yoshua is Meikov, Rabbi Akiva is in the middle position, Ein halacha k'divrei ha-machriya. And that's the only case where the halacha doesn't follow the middle position. Number one, Chada, to Rabbi Akiva Talmud. Number one, because Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. The old, top of Mem, Ha-Hadr Bei Rabbi Akiva Lagabi Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Akiva himself reneged his position and paskined like Rabbi Yoshua. V'i Michlala Mai. And so Rabbi Yosef, therefore the Gemara says that if we were to go ahead, so we could create a circumstantial conclusion. What's the circumstantial conclusion? That under normal circumstances, when we have two opposing opinions and one person in the middle, the halacha follows the middle position. I'm sorry? Because he was a Talmud Chover. He was a Talmud Chover. Because even though he was a Talmud, he was also a Talmud slash peer. A Talmud slash peer is permitted to argue with his Rebbe. So remember, using that principle, we could say over here like this. If you don't have to look back, I'll tell you, in the brace that we had before, so we had Rabbi Meir held that you can't go ahead and shower either with cold or with warm water, right? We had Rav Chista who said that you can use cold and warm water, and we had Rabbi Yehuda hold that you can't use hot water, but you can use cold water. So therefore, the Gemara would be tempted to say the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because he's the machriya. because he's the middle position. So the Gemara says, "V'imich lalam nai." So what would be wrong if we just inferred this conclusion without actual conclusive statement? They said that Allah follows Rabbi Yehuda, because I might have said, "Hani mili b'masnisin." I might have thought that when do we say that the halacha follows the machriya, kind of the middle position, maybe that's only in a mishnah, but that doesn't apply in a braisa. And the machlokis quoted over here is a machlokis in a braisa, to which he responds, Amalei, to which, I'm just trying to remember who actually said this statement, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ana beferish shmieli. He said, the truth is, I have actually heard this concept explicitly. I didn't infer it, but I actually heard it explicitly. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so I will say that's the conclusion of this particular sugya. So what do we, halacha lemaisa, what do we emerge with? So first of all, here's what we have. So we know that the people of Tveria took down their pipeline. Why they took down their pipeline? Well, that's a machlokas. The Rabbanon will claim that as a victory, and Rabbi Yossi will claim that as a victory. The Rabbanon will claim it as a victory because it supports the notion that Toldos Chama's Aser, because they hold that the pipeline was Toldos Chama. Rabbi Yossi will say, no, it's because of Toldos Or. How do we paskin Lemaisa? So first of all, again, obviously you can't cook by fire. You can't cook by Toldos Or, which is something heated by the fire. You can cook with Chama, with the sun. The Machlok is Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon as Toldos Chama, something heated by the sun. Rabbi Yossi says, yes. Rabbanon say no, not because really Toldos Chama is usur, but because what? We're concerned that you may concern Toldos Chama with Toldos Or, and we paskin, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rabbanon, that Toldos Chama is usur. So using the sun is mutter, right? So if you wanted to heat up water in the sun on Shabbos, you could do that. Even if the water got boiling hot, it would not be bishul. But you cannot use an item heated up by the sun, lest you come to confuse that with an item heated up by the fire. What about this whole, so here the Gemara said to us that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that you can go ahead and you can shower in cold water, but you can't shower in hot water. This is actually interesting as well. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chaf Vav says the following. Asra Lirchos kol guf, well, the truth is I might save this actually for tomorrow. Let me read to you this Shulchan Aruch.
We're not rushing this morning.
Yeah, let me read to you this follow. Fine. He says the fine. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Oser lirchatz kol gufa afilu kol eber ve'eber levad va'afilu b'mayim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. So you're not permitted to go ahead and wash your entire body on Shabbos, even if you're doing it one limb at a time, and even if you're using water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Beinim heim bekli, beinim heim bekarka. We don't make this distinction like the Gemara tried to make of whether the water is in a utensil, whether the water is in the ground. Va'afilu lishpo chamayim al gufo u'lishtatev aser. And even to go ahead and pour water over your entire body is aser. Aval mutter lirchotz bohem panav yodav viraglov. But you are permitted to go ahead, and if you had water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, you are permitted to wash your hands, face, and feet with this. Now remember, all of this psak halach is dealing with hot water. Now we'll see this in tomorrow's sugya. The whole concern for this is that halach lemaisa, if we allow you to use hot water on Shabbos, even if it was heated up before Shabbos, the concern is what? That you may come to end up heating up water on Shabbos. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you may not go ahead and, let's say, take a hot shower, even if water was heated up before Shabbos. The only thing you can do is you can wash your hands, face, and feet. Hago, oh, shari varam kol shen roche, it's called gufo, v'hani mili b'chamei ha'or. This is only talking about water that was heated up by fire. Aval chamei tveria mutar lirchotz afilu kol gufo yachad. They are. So we're going to leave chamei tveria for now for a different time. So both sides, that's how we paskin. Halacha lemaisa, even if you have water heated up on Erev Shabbos, you may not shower with that on Shabbos. You may not bathe. Now again, it's nothing to do with it. The toweling and the dry, that's all secondary. It's exerid the rabbanon that you can't shower with hot water on Shabbos. What about cold showering? What about if I wanted to, let's say during the summer, this is a big shayla, it's hot, right? The person gets off hashmutz, and the person wants to take a cold shower on Shabbos. Assuming, let's say, I'm going to air dry, I'm not going to, so is one permitted to do that? So what's interesting is, there's a fascinating tshuva by Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says, this is in Arachayim Chelek Dalid, Simen Ayin Hei. So Rav Moshe says something fascinating. Rav Moshe says, Okay. He says... He says, so he notes something very interesting in... Let me just fashion underline it. He notes... Okay. He says... He says the following. He says, Miko mokom yodua, sheruba de inche mi atzmon, below hora ein miskalchen b'shabbos. So Moshe says, he's just reflecting on the fact that it's interesting that most people don't take a cold shower on Shabbos. V'lo yadua im hu mitam sheberov hashana he miskalchen b'mayim chamin me'amekalachas, shalavad isser rechitza b'chamin afilu mehukmir of Shabbos, kol guf. So Moshe says like this, I'll tell you outside. So Moshe says like this, he says that, I find it interesting that in America, where everybody has indoor plumbing, people don't take cold showers on Shabbos. Now Ramosha says, now I'm not sure why that is. Either maybe it's Minagamar, America, right? And or maybe it's just simple that people, because they have indoor plumbing, people don't really take cold showers anymore. So because of that, people just don't end up showering on Shabbos, even if it's very hot. But Ramosha writes that in Europe, people took cold showers on Shabbos. People took cold showers on Shabbos. So he says that, he says, Manashach, if it's Minag America that we don't take cold showers on Shabbos, then a person shouldn't do it. But if it's just because most people, because of indoor plumbing, don't take cold showers, halacha lemaisa, it's still technically permitted to take a cold shower on Shabbos. So he actually ends off by saying, he says, Mikol makom, yesh lahachmir belo tzar, mishum dulai bekavanas haminag mitam dela'el, aval kishem etzta'er, yesh lahakil. So Ramosha says, I don't think there's anything wrong if a person is very hot. If a person wants to go ahead and take a cold shower on Shabbos, Ramosha says, there's not a problem with it. Again, assuming that a person goes ahead and avoids any of the other secondary issues involved with bathing, but Rav Moshe Paskin, it doesn't seem to be any kind of issue with taking a cold shower on Shabbos. Obviously, taking a hot shower on Shabbos, even with water that's going to be warm before Shabbos, is Asr Midrabanan, but apparently Rav Moshe says there's no need to extend that rabbinic gezira to cold bathing, and therefore again, it's just good to have this emotion in your back pocket during the summer times when a person's exceptionally hot, so emotion does allow for cold bathing, cold shower, not cold bathing, but cold showering on Shabbos. Alright, we'll pick up right here tomorrow.